On this winter day, we'll stay indoors and direct our botanical attention not to a specific houseplant, but to the container that plant might call home. Today, we'll look at a series of flower pots that have been around for more than 100 years and still win most popularity contests with countless indoor gardeners. In 1910, a man named Nelson McCoy established a stoneware company in Roseville, Ohio, that mined their own clay and produced utilitarian pieces to be used in kitchens and washrooms. In 1929, the company began to trademark their wares, and in 1933, the Nelson McCoy Pottery Company responded to a decreased demand for food and sanitary wares and an increased demand for decorative pieces, particularly vases and flower pots. Thus followed 50 years of production and popularity, during which time pieces were marked with a variety of imprints on their undersides. In 1991, the company and its divergent partnerships finally closed its doors for the final time, leaving a myriad of containers worldwide that are still prized and valued by antique dealers and houseplant owners. There are also multiple websites, fan clubs, and official membership groups that trade in McCoy containers, including not only botanical pieces, but cookie jars, teapots, ashtrays, and teddy bear banks. Many of them warn of fake McCoys and the shysters who sell them to unsuspecting or naive collectors. My collection is pretty much a hodgepodge of inherited containers from my mother, my grandmother's, and particularly my East Coast mother-in-law. In fact, the pieces that used to live in Brooklyn might well be authentic, because Philomena Mancini lived for an amazing number of years, passing on just shy of her 105th birthday. And I'm sure her McCoy pieces, including one of my favorite flower petal pots and my turtle-shaped watering pitcher, were from authentic firings at the McCoy kilns in Roseville and Zanesville, Ohio. Most of my husband's mother's McCoy pots provide homes for my mother's African violets and their offspring, so I definitely consider them long-standing and favored members of the family. I also have a few planters that have caught my eye in antique and collectible shops, but I'm not one to demand irrefutable authenticity when I look at something old or out of date. Rather, I'm drawn to the delicate but purposeful vases and pots that will stand up to actual use. And the muted and earthy colors are also a plus in my eyes as they quietly support their botanical companions without overcoming them. As proof that these pieces are relatively strong and sturdy, I have to admit to an incident when two of the resident cats, who are themselves prized possessions with undocumented pasts, had a bit of a dust-up that started on the kitchen floor and wound up roiling across the counter and windowsill that houses the McCoy pots and plants. When order was restored, the damage to the McCoys was minimal, with only a couple of cracks and chips that glued together quite well and allowed them to return to their original resting places. The cats were reprimanded and banished from the house for the rest of the day, but there's no proof that their behavior was improved in the long run. To close out this story, I invite you to get a look at some of my McCoys, real or otherwise, by going to hppr.org and taking a look at the Growing on the High Plains page.